This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Cameron Kwan Louie, a poet. Welcome, Cameron.
Thanks so much. I'm really glad to be here.
Cameron, during this quarantine, domestic abuse, or intimate partner terrorism, as it is also called, is up worldwide. The project for which you received an Arts Foundation grant, Domestic, is a hybrid poetry, essay, and photographic project exploring how gender-based violence impacts our community. This is a piece about your personal experience and connecting that experience with broader conversations around intimate terrorism. I want to invite you to tell us about Domestic while acknowledging that talking about and listening to conversations about these experiences can be re-traumatizing.
The goal of Domestic is really to visit and use poetry and photography to investigate these three locations that have been really important in my personal experience. And so those three locations were my family home at the time that my mom decided to take my sister and I and move us into an emergency shelter. The other location is the shelter itself. And the third location was Florence Prison. So just to give a little background on our story, when I was 6 years old, my mother made the really difficult choice to take my sister and I and move us into a local emergency shelter for women and children. To be honest, I don't really remember a whole lot about that time period. I was 6 years old. What I do remember is I turned seven while we were in the shelter, and my mom made just the brilliant decision of buying me a Game Boy for that birthday. And so most of my memories are of just sitting in this bunk bed with this pastel green Game Boy and playing Donkey Kong. And so I thought this was like a totally normal experience for most of my life. Like, oh yeah, nobody remembers like their, you know, whole year of between six and seven. And, you know, it's probably really normal. If your parents get divorced, you move into an emergency shelter. But as I grew older and I was trying to reconstruct these kind of memories, I was like, oh, what was that really like? Like, I had this vague memory. There was like a swing set that when we got in, there was some games. There was like a checkerboard that only had red pieces. There was like awful cereal that we had to eat every single day. And that it was a really communal kind of living situation that we were, I think, living in a room with another family. So as an adult, I really built this desire to sort of compare this surreal, imagined, sort of myth-like memory with some kind of reality. Like, what was it like now?
Cameron, in some ways, your personal history is really entwined with the history of Emerge Center Against Domestic Abuse. Could you talk about the role that this organization played for you and how you've watched Emerge grow over the years? I understand that part of your project involved interviewing the CEO of Emerge.
They really generously agreed to let me come and meet with their CEO, Ed Mercurio-Sacqua, and they also provided me photos of the interior of the shelter rooms that I could work with and manipulate. I was able to meet with Ed. Yeah, I was probably right. There was probably a swing set. They have like a really awesome playground for the kids that when the kids show up, they get a little welcome kit with a teddy bear, that there are games for them to play, and there are specialists who work with the children. But a lot has changed since my family and I were there in the 90s. Like, my mom, when I interviewed her, told me about how when she got there, there was a normal bureaucratic intake stuff, but they really required her to like attend these mandatory counseling sessions and be doing all these, checking all these boxes that they really felt like were the things that people seeking domestic violence resources needed to do. And that's really not the case anymore, according to Ed, that really they have changed their model. They've changed the way that they conceive of what they offer to these people looking for services. And so, you know, Ed was telling me, we want people to tell us what they need and we will meet them where they're at.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Cameron.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much, Ava.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.